which is when Levi Randolph was just absolutely putting on a show.
He was, and what a job that he did and the entire team. I mean, you look up, and we're at the second media timeout, and missed a shot. I think missed one free throw and was still 4 for 5, so still shooting 80% from the line, but 9 for 9 from the field. Levi was absolutely terrific in the game. Really shot it well, obviously, scored 23 points and 8 for 12 from the field, but defended a high level, found teammates. He's getting every loose ball, just playing the way a senior captain should play, and his teammates were right there doing a great job. I thought it was Alabama's most complete game so far here in the early going.
Brian, the opponents get tougher. They did last night, despite the fact that the score was not as close as Western Carolina. That was a better team, I think, that Alabama played last night. But now they're going to be in a spot where they're facing tougher and tougher competition, and certainly a 14th-ranked Iowa State team would fall into that category. Give us a little bit of a scout. What are we going to see from this team that is 2-0 on the year? They won against Georgia State in a big way earlier in the week, but I know it's a pretty good team that Tide will be facing.
Really good team. A team that could easily win the Big 12 this year. Fred Hoiberg does as good a job as anybody in the country. He's in his fourth year there in Ames. He played there. Just a legendary player there. He's so loved in the community and does a terrific job. You know, last year, they were once again an NCAA tournament team. Had some injuries. They weren't able to advance like a lot of people thought they would. Had some key injuries there in the NCAA tournament. But they've got pretty much all their key pieces back. And I think what we'll see is a lot of similarities than what we saw last night with Doc Sadler's team at Southern Miss. Doc Sadler was an assistant under Fred Hoiberg last year. He's implemented a lot of the same things that the Cyclones do offensively. So we'll see a lot of the same set, the same pace of play, which is a really fast, up-tempo style, but it'll just be with better players. Iowa State, a team that features one of the best in the country, George Niang, at 6'7", power forward, can play inside and out. You know, he's a guy that's a National Player of the Year candidate. So it starts with them, but they're a really talented team.
Look, this may be a reach, but they played on Monday and they won't play again until we play Monday night in Kansas City. It's the first game away from home for a bunch of these guys on Alabama's roster, and Iowa State's very good. But is there any advantage in your mind to Alabama having played a game last night before they play Monday and not having as much of a gap there? Or I guess it's something we won't know until we actually see it.
Well, I think there's an advantage just in the way Alabama played. I mean, they played a great game against a quality opponent. And I think when you step away from home, where Alabama had all kind of trouble winning away from Coleman Coliseum last year, didn't win a game on the road or on a neutral site. From a confidence standpoint, you're coming off a game where you're feeling really good about what you've been able to do. And I think confidence is important when you're getting out of the friendly confines of your home arena and playing a top 15 team nationally. So Alabama comes into this game playing their best. You've got some guys like Ricky Tarrant, who's coming off of back-to-back 18-point games. The big guys, Jimmy Taylor against Western Carolina, his first career double-double, I thought played well last night. And Shannon Hale follows that up with a double-double of his own last night, his first career double-double. So you've got some sophomores playing well, some transfers. Michael Kesson's now really starting to shake the rust off, so to speak, from having sat out last year. And then Levi Randolph has been playing like an all-SEC caliber player. So hopefully Alabama will come into this game and continue to play the way they have on both ends of the floor.
Just looking, both Maryland and Arizona State, both 3-0 going into this CBE Classic next week. So it's going to be a heck of a field. You're going to have all four undefeated teams playing. And I know it's very early, and I know, frankly, neither Maryland hasn't played anybody, and Arizona State probably hasn't either, is just a guess right now. But it's going to be a good, challenging field, and we're gonna know a lot about this team, or even more about this team a week from now than we do at the moment.
Yeah, no question. And last year, you know, we talked about it all the time. You had a top five strength of schedule last year. So many opportunities on that schedule a year ago, just weren't able to capitalize on them. Great opportunity in Kansas City on Monday and Tuesday night for this Alabama team. And when I look at this field, when you talk about, you know, a top 15 team in Iowa State, Maryland, who is projected to be an NCAA tournament team, Arizona State, who was in the tournament last year, I think most would agree that those three teams are NCAA tournament teams. The question is, will there be four NCAA tournament teams in the field in Kansas City on Monday and Tuesday night? And if Alabama could get a win or two, that would go a long way in establishing Alabama back as a team that can get into the NCAA tournament this year. And considering what this team went through last year, that would be a major accomplishment. But again, a great opportunity this week in Kansas City for Alabama.
Brian, always appreciate the time, man. Have a good weekend, and see you at the airport on Sunday.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, Chris.